Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to build better relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 10, The Final Turn. It seems every 4 years we call that particular election of a president the most important since the American founding. This contest, emblematic of a year that has made history in ways many of us would like to forget, seems fitting for 2020. The nation's economy is coming off a quarter that has rebounded like none before it, following a quarter that saw a record plunge when our stores, schools, and churches were ordered shut down to stop the spread of COVID-19. Up and down, those gyrations have caused fissures in our body politic. The summer revealed a tinder dry social fabric on city streets, set ablaze by sparks when individual incidents between police and citizens erupted in conflagration. That ensuing blaze revealed new tensions in race relations and how we observe our history. Through it all, we persevered. We zoomed forward at a distance, covering our faces while keeping restaurants, theaters, and stadiums empty, and moved our schools and businesses home. A shifting economy was kept alive by an intricate web of online commerce completed by delivery drivers. They didn't have the luxury of retreating to the den for the daily conference call. As we approach our final decision, polling numbers are mixed in with the number of new coronavirus cases and a death toll that continues its ascent. Even election night at Wavy News 10 will be reflective of 2020. Chief photographer Jeff Myers, along with engineers Charles Scott and Billy Harrison, are running cables room to room. Anita Blanton and I will occupy separate studios, and our election night panel of experts and reporters will come to you from various locations, many of which will be in different makeshift studios at a social distance. It is against this backdrop that we ask, where do we go from here? Do we expect more guidance from government or liberty to move on? A recent poll from NBC News and The Wall Street Journal show more than 60% of Americans think that we're on the wrong track. This, as a Gallup poll shows, 56% believe they are personally better off than they were 4 years ago. Maybe the takeaway here is don't let outside forces dictate your success while remembering those who need help. It's a formula that usually works no matter who wins that most important election since the American founding. Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to the stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.